Imagine you're walking through an upstairs hallway. You open a door that you assume leads to, like, a bedroom or a bathroom. It's a little dark, but you walk through anyway. And suddenly, you're falling. Falling and falling. And then you land with a wet thud in the kitchen sink on the floor below. What the hell?
I'm sorry.
Like, seems like a weird way to design a house, but that's exactly what could happen if you started opening doors in the house at the center of today's bonus episode. Hi, I'm Taylor.
I'm Kat, and welcome to Square Mile of Murder, a bonus Halloween episode. And today we're talking about the Winchester Mystery House.
Yeah. We were going to make this a full episode, and then we had to, like, switch the schedule around because I have no time management skills. And...
Well, I didn't want to say it out loud.
It's fine. They know. They know me. But, like, I don't know what I was thinking, being like, oh, yeah, this could be a full-length episode. So buckle up, guys. This one's short and sweet, but it is really interesting. There's not really a crime.
It's here. Like you. Short and sweet.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you.
Just short. I don't know if I'm sweet. Or
no, well, see, I was complimenting you after I just insulted you.
I think I insulted me.
Yeah, but I piled on. You're allowed to insult yourself.
Yeah. I don't know. It's fine. Anyway.
Friends are supposed to make you feel better about it. I just piled on.
But yeah, so this is, like, I'm really excited to talk about this because this is a place that, like, I've always been fascinated by and want to go to but haven't been to yet. So let's take you there in podcast form to the best of our limited abilities. So the Winchester Mystery House is named after its mistress, as the entirety of the internet puts it, apparently. One Sarah Winchester, who was the wife of Winchester firearms magnate William Wirt Winchester. So, like, you know, Winchester rifles and big gun people.
I think we've established we don't know anything about guns.
Super don't. Which is funny because I grew up right next to Springfield, Massachusetts, which is, like, one of the main centers for firearms manufacturing in the United States going back a long, long time. But I know fuck all about guns.
Well, I live close to an estate owned by the Queen's cousin, and it's a massive place to go shooting and hunting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know absolutely nothing about guns either, so.
Yeah. Basically, what we know about the Winchester firearms, it's like corporation or
we don't even know the real name.
I put it in later in the script. I didn't bother to put it in earlier. Winchester Arms Company, basically one of the largest producers of firearms ever. Especially at this time, because we're talking like 1800s.
Yeah.
So The Winchester Mystery House is located in San Jose, California, which is, like, Silicon Valley, like, outside of San Francisco kind of area. Northern California. And it is a large Queen Anne-style Victorian mansion.
I wonder if I'm alone in thinking, when people say Queen Anne, I'm like, I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Also, if it's Queen Anne style, how can it be Victorian style? Because Victoria is a different queen and a different style of architecture. I don't know, but it's what the internet called it. So it's like, you know, you've seen the houses that look kind of like gingerbread houses with the, like, shingles on the outside and the rounded porches. It's that kind of thing. Lots of colors.
I know what that is, yeah. But I would never call it a Queen Anne.
Well.
I don't know what I'd call it, because I'd call it, like, I've never seen it. I've only seen it, like, down south.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now I know.
Yeah, see? It's pretty popular in various parts of the United States. And I would say, actually, I think a lot of San Francisco's like Victorian row houses are Queen Anne style. So that would kind of make sense. So the origins of the Winchester Mystery House are marked with tragedy. Sarah and William had one daughter named Annie Pardee Winchester, who only lived for a month before she died in 1866. And the couple were living in New Haven, Connecticut in 1881, when, all in the space of a year, Sarah's mother died, then her father-in-law died, and then William died of tuberculosis. So it was a rough fucking year for one Miss Sarah Winchester.
Yeah. How much tragedy can befall one family in one year?
Yeah, exactly. And so in her grief and desperation, she consulted a medium in Boston who told Sarah to leave the East Coast and move out west.
Mm-hmm. That creaking you just heard is my eyes rolling. According to legend, I know people believe in mediums and crystals and all of that, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat, but okay.
It's also like super popular at this point in time in America, the whole like spiritualism craze. Yeah, so.
Yeah, because that's like when Ouija boards were invented.
Yeah.
According to legend, the medium told Sarah that she was channeling the spirit of William and he wanted her to buy a house and never stop construction. If she stopped, the spirits of all the people killed with Winchester firearms would find and destroy her. Yeesh.
Fun, right? It's like just a casual prediction from your medium there.
Yeah. But Sarah heeded this advice and she headed to San Jose. She bought an unfinished farmhouse and began building. She had carpenters work on the house day and night, and soon enough the small farmhouse was a 7-story mansion. She didn't use an architect, though.
Obviously.
Rookie mistake. Yeah. So the whole thing was weirdly constructed and haphazardly laid out. There are doors that lead to nowhere, stairs that open to brick walls, steps with differing riser heights, making them easy to trip over. People say the weird proportions and strange design choices contribute to the feeling that the house is haunted. I feel that.
Yeah.
Like, if you constantly feel like you're going to fall down the stairs or things just go, doors go nowhere or you fall through the floor.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to feel like it's haunted.
Yeah.
Something's not right.
I feel like that's a pretty standard, just like, constant unease happening there. Mm. Also... 7-story house.
That's big.
That's like so that's many like stories.
That's like twice the height of like the tenements that we used to live in.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Ugh. Like it just seems crazy. And so like it was 7 stories because there was a sort of tower section. And in fact, in 1906, a major earthquake caused 3 floors of the house in the tower section to collapse, which brought it down to only 4 stories, which is just really embarrassing for everyone involved.
Is this like American story? So the first floor is the ground floor?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. I would imagine so.
So like 6 stories too.
Yes.
To us Brits.
Yeah.
Not that it makes a lot of difference at this point,
still
but you know.
Really fucking tall. So, interestingly enough, this section of the house that collapsed during the 1906 earthquake was never rebuilt. They just roped it off and left it in ruins. Like, of all the other construction going on, they couldn't just, like, fix this bit? I don't know. Anyway.
I know. I mean, if the whole thing is like, oh, we need to never stop construction, isn't that the perfect excuse to not stop construction?
Yeah, it's like purpose built for this concept. Like, that's what I would do, at least Like, she had to know it was all a little silly, so at least put her workers towards something practical for a minute.
So basically, the story here is, if you start consulting mediums and decide to build a house and never ever stop building, build it on an earthquake fault line. Not a massive one, just a little one, like in New Zealand, like where, I can't remember her name, the Prime Minister.
Jacinda.
Yeah. You know, she's giving her press conference and she's like, oh, little earthquake, and carries on. You just need to live on like that kind of fault line.
So that just like every few years you can rebuild a section of the house when it gets fucked up. Yeah, I see it. Unfortunately for Sarah Winchester, I believe this area is on the San Andreas Fault, which is not small.
That's why I kind of started babbling like, San Andreas, that's not a good thing to say. Little fault line.
And so during the earthquake, Sarah actually got trapped in one of the house's bedrooms. And she had to be dug out through the rubble by her staff, which sounds terrifying. The earthquake didn't slow down construction, though. Sarah made sure that construction on the maze-like house continued. And,
of course.
Yeah, obviously. And, oh, by the way, Sarah was able to keep up the pace of this construction because when William died, she inherited roughly $20 million, which is more like $500 million today.
Oh, that'd be nice about now, wouldn't it?
And she became half owner of the Winchester Arms Company, which gave her a consistent daily income of $1,000 a day, which today would be $26,000 per day.
I mean, I would be happy with the grand a day.
Yeah.
Never mind 26 grand.
Yeah, that's $30,000 a month. Like, shit. That is like, it's like every time you breathe, you make $1,000.
Yeah.
Like, unfucking believable. So that explains how this happened.
Yeah.
Apparently, in total, in like 1880s to 1920s money, $5,500,000 got put into the house.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. So, like, she took basically a quarter of her $20 million fortune and poured it into this crazy construction project.
I mean, just $5 million in today is a lot of money to spend on a house.
Yeah.
I wonder what the cost of construction was like at that time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Obviously, it goes up and down a lot.
And also, she literally had people working at all hours of the day and night. So, like, that must have been hard to find people to come in just constantly.
Yeah, and this is, like, way before the Depression as well. So it wasn't like you had people flooding into California like you did in the early 30s.
Yeah, exactly.
Sarah kept changing things in the house and building until her death in 1922, all in an effort to escape those angry spirits. Construction went on for 38 years. That's 8 years longer than we've been alive.
I know, that's unbelievable.
She left the house and her possessions to her niece Marion, and today it's a historical landmark and a tourist attraction. Which you want to go to, don't you?
Desperately. So badly.
I'm sure we've had more than one conversation where you're like, do I pay for the virtual tour? Or do I wait till I go to California next?
Well, I didn't know they had a virtual tour until we started talking about this. And I think they've like, it's either just come up because of the pandemic or they've like hyped it up because of the pandemic. But like, part of me wants to watch the tour, but part of me wants to like, you know, go in pure and just experience everything that this crazy place is?
It would probably take years to discuss all the strange features of the house, but here's a few top hits and stats for you.
Yeah. The Winchester Mystery House apparently was the inspiration for the Haunted Mansion ride at Disneyland.
The house is filled with iterations of the number 13, which Sarah was obsessed with, including 13 paned windows and doors, 13 hooks in closets, 13 ceiling panels in the entrance hallway. That's just a few examples.
One of the articles I was reading was like, you really don't want to have a triskaidekaphobia when you go visit this house. Mm. And I was like, yeah, no shit.
I think it's a hard pass. Yeah. Triskaidekaphobe.
Yes. This is one that I just love. When they were turning the house into a tourist attraction, they had trouble coming up with an accurate room count. So
I love that.
Like, every time they'd send someone to count all the rooms, that every person would come back with a different number. The official count now hovers around 160 rooms, but also nobody really knows if that's accurate.
The house has 40 bedrooms, 40 staircases, 13 bathrooms, but apparently only one worked, and that was to confuse the ghosts who wanted to haunt the faucets.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, why don't we all think of that? 6 kitchens, 10,000 window panes, 2,000 doors, 52 skylights, 47 fireplaces, 3 elevators, 2 basements, and 1 shower.
Just the one.
Wow.
Like, if you can manage to put in, forget like the 47 fireplaces, you can put in 3 elevators. You can put in another shower. You've got room.
Yeah. And, you know, you could get lost in this place. So you'd have to have another shower on another part of the house just in case you got stuck in that wing for, you know, a year.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I mean, the 6 kitchens make sense.
Yes, it does.
Your food at every angle.
Just. And apparently, Sarah would sleep in a different bedroom every night in order to confuse the ghosts.
Wow. Could not be fucked with that.
No. So the house holds the Guinness Book world record for the longest construction project. Not surprised.
Yeah. What was it? 38 years.
Yeah.
I mean, major landmarks were, like, wonders of the world were built in less time.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a spooky seance room.
Yeah. And right next to that is a room with no floor and no ceiling. Somehow.
How does it have no floor?
I don't know.
Like, is it just a portal to hell?
Yeah. Or like,
you just suddenly land in like the molten core of the earth?
Like, that's the thing I feel like with this place, is that like there are literally rooms that just, like, they exist. But they don't exist, you know?
There's a door that leads to nowhere and drops you out onto the front lawn, and one that, as we mentioned at the beginning of the episode, drops you into a kitchen sink.
Yeah. I just love that. Like,
it would be a good way to confuse burglars.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's better than my strategy, which is just, if I'm a bit messy and someone breaks in, they'll trip over.
Yeah. This is like an escalation. Yeah, like, there's so many. Like, if you go online and just search, like, every article, every source has, like, different fun facts about this house. Like, these are just the ones that I pulled out. But, like, there's, apparently, she custom designed, like, a Tiffany stained glass window with 13 bits of blue glass and 13 bits of red glass. And then she put that window in a boarded up room so it never saw the light.
Okay.
Yeah, like stuff like that. It's just crazy. But we'll put some pictures in the show notes so you can take a look. Like there's some pictures of the house from like 1900 before the tower collapsed, and then a link to some pictures like of how it looks now and stuff. So it's amazing.
It is, yeah.
So you can visit the house yourself in San Jose and take the full tour, or you can check out their virtual tour online, and we'll link to that as well if you want to do that. So
not sponsored, by the way.
No, but if you'd like to, please do.
Yeah, please sponsor us to go to California and walk around this house.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and there was some stat about like how many hundreds of thousands of gallons of paint were used, and it's just wild, like on such a massive scale that has probably never been seen since.
Yeah, because now all like the ultra wealthy billionaires, yeah, they have massive houses this size, but it's built and it's done.
Yeah, you don't just keep going just for the sake of it.
You do keep adding on to it,
yeah,
to show off more and more wealth.
Yeah,
but.
And that's the thing, like,
it's crazy.
There are other, like, historical mansions that you can tour, like Hearst Castle, that are, like, these really crazy, gorgeous, huge, like, private estates or whatever. But there's not that, like, spooky, weird, you know, undercurrent to them.
Yeah. And, like, they say because of the construction of it, it's gonna feel weird and occulter because it literally
is. It actually is. Yeah, it just like it's got the sort of underlying feeling of wrong.
Yeah.
But yes, I wanna go. So bad.
I have nothing else to add.
Oh. Yeah, watch out for sheer drops into the kitchen sink, guys.
And toilet ghosts.
Yeah, right. Like, what's the point of having 12 bathrooms that don't work?
Yeah. I just
like, don't go in them. I don't know. Bless her heart, she had a rough time of things, and this is how she dealt with it.
I mean, it's not harming anyone,
no,
is it?
So exactly, like,
as coping methods go, it could be much worse.
Yeah, and like, she had the money, this is what she wanted to do with it, more power to her, you know?
Yeah.
It's fair enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you guys have been, let us know. Tell us all about it. Send us pictures. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
And, yeah, come back for our very final Halloween bonus episode on actual Halloween tomorrow.
Very exciting.
Yeah,
thank you for listening.
Yeah,
we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, bye guys.
Bye.